Hi, it's Julie Potiker for the Balanced Mind Meditation Center.
Find your comfortable seat, closing your eyelids down if it feels comfortable for you. Feeling your bottom in whatever is supporting you. Feeling your sit bones. You might want to rock right and left. Kind of get yourself in the middle. And then let's take three nourishing breaths, longer on the exhale to lower our heart rate and our blood pressure. Breathing in for four and out for six or eight. Let this last one out with a sigh. Okay. Really relax your face. Release your jaws. Relax your eyebrows. There's 18 muscles in your face. Let them go. Your eyelids are smooth. Your forehead is smooth. Now imagining a slight smile to the outside corners of your lips, that nice little signal to the parasympathetic nervous system. Dropping that smile down into your throat and into your neck, soothing and softening. As your awareness smile drops down into your heart, letting your shoulders move down your back, your chest is nice and open. Noticing how your one precious heart feels today and allowing it to be. Dropping your awareness down to your abs and releasing them. Letting your hips go into what is supporting you and feeling the support. Your thighs and your knees, your calves and your feet, and then allow relaxation to move from your shoulders down to the tips of your fingers, softening your hands, and then placing your hands in your soothing or supportive touch place, which might be your chest or your belly or cradling your face or holding your arms or having a hand in the other hand, just as a reminder that you're giving yourself this care right now. This beautiful soothing touch allows the cascade of feel-good hormones, oxytocin, and endorphins to help calm down your nervous system. Feeling the warmth of your hand on your body. And then releasing and relaxing your hands on your lap or where you find them comfortable. And resting your awareness on your breath. Seeing and feeling your body breathing in, the gap at the top, your body breathing out, the gap at the bottom, with easy, natural breath, nothing forced. Nowhere to go, nothing to do, but be right here, right now. Bringing your attention back to your breath if it's wandered. And choosing a word to take into your center on your in-breath, something that would make you feel safe. It could be safe. It could be courage or hope. It could be love. Whatever it is that you need that makes you safe right now. It could be sleep. You're breathing that concept right into your soul and just allowing your exhale in safety right into your being and just allowing your exhale to go out. Now choosing a concept, a word for your exhale, something that you'd like to release. It could be exhaustion, it could be fear, could be hopelessness, it could be whatever it is that you're holding that you'd like to release. Still breathing in a safe goodness. Now changing the exhale to a gift. So you're still breathing in for safety for yourself, resourcing yourself. And now you're breathing out a gift of peace or love or ease to specific recipients or to the planet, to the country, whatever moves you. But it's a compassion wish on the out-breath. Still filling yourself up on the in-breath. Letting your mind really settle here so that you've got the awareness of your breath and these words that are gifts. If you feel like you need more letting go, you can switch your out breath back to letting go more. now see whether you can let the words go and stay in the meditation and just notice what comes up. Really try to be still in your mind and see what thoughts, feelings, or emotions come up, and let them blow by like clouds on the big sky of your mind. If you don't attach to the storyline, you'll see that it'll pass through. Allowing yourself this quiet space. To drift. Resting your awareness gently on your breathing, your very normal breath, and taking in the words of this poem, just letting the words wash over you. It's from Sophocles, 496 to 405 BCE, translated by Seamus Heaney. The cure at Troy. Human beings suffer. They torture one another. They get hurt and get hard. History says, don't hope on this side of the grave. But then, once in a lifetime, the longed-for tidal wave of justice can rise up, and hope and history rhyme. So hope for a great sea change on the far side of revenge. Believe that a further shore is reachable from here. Believe in miracles and cures and healing wells. The cure at Troy, Sophocles, wisdom from the ages for what is going on with us right now. When you hear the sound of the chimes, listening all the way through to the end, and then gently coming back into this space. Okay, big breath.
Thank you for listening. It's Julie Potiker from the Balanced Mind Meditation Center.